saddened, first of all, but not necessarily unexpected. We had heard that Brooks had been in pretty poor health for the last 2.5 to 3 months. So while it's always a shock, I don't think anybody's really surprised by it.
One of Robinson's crowning achievements is that the astounding run in the 1970 World Series. Would you say he practically won that series single-handedly for the Orioles?
Yeah, 5 games over the Cincinnati Reds, and all you got to do is ask Lee May or Johnny Bench or anybody else at that point that was a member of the Reds, and they'll tell you one of the great quotes ever was Sparky Anderson afterwards. He went in the Oriole clubhouse and was talking to the commissioner and Earl Weaver and said that Brooks was just from another planet. And I think most people in Baltimore would certainly agree with that. And while that 70 World Series was his crowning achievement, I think, because the entire world got to see what he was all about defensively. But for me, you know, this was something that people who grew up in Baltimore and followed the Orioles, we saw pretty much on a daily basis. In my opinion, he was the greatest third baseman to ever play the game.
And then it wasn't just him as a player. After he retired from baseball, he was the longtime broadcaster on TV for the Orioles, and he had such an impact on the community, just his personality and his kindness and warmth. And you got to talk to him, I'm sure, many times over the years. Talk about that.
Better human being than he was a baseball player, Sean. I never saw the man turn down anyone for an autograph. If you ask him for a couple of minutes of his time, he always gave it to you. And that's what I'll remember the most, really, about Brooks Robinson, was the kind of human being he was. And it's ironic you mention him being a broadcaster for the Orioles. He worked a lot of those games with Scott Garceau, who tonight is doing the pre and the post game on Masson. So I know this hit Scotty pretty hard, too. But we're all kind of a little bit in shock of what has taken place.